Hi, I'm Amanda Newby with the No Original Ideas podcast, and today I'm here with
Gabe Schmokel,
a Northrop alum, and we're going to be talking about this crazy clown epidemic that has hit the U.S.
It's cray-cray.
And so, Gabe, I know that you are an enthusiast when it comes to horror movies.
Yes.
So, what kind of horror movies do you usually like watching?
I like most horror movies, but after I'm done watching, it really freaks me out. Especially alien movies. Aliens freak me out, even though the possibility of aliens coming here is highly improbable. Anyways, this is about clowns. I've never seen It, but that movie haunts my mom's every waking moment.
I'm just kidding. And I mean, Tim Curry, though. What a great actor.
I do not recall.
He's the one who plays It.
Oh.
The clown.
Yes, and he's probably a sociopath.
Well, he's a clown, so that's a given.
Yeah. But anyways, back to the clowns in the U.S.
So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So you, as someone who loves horror movies, who enjoys them on a regular basis, do you think that people taking ideas from movies like It or whatever other horror movie and using it in, like, kind of a mean way, how do you feel about that? Like, there are these people who are like, I'm taking this horror movie concept of this creepy clown, and I'm doing it in real life to mess with people.
Well, that's kind of the whole concept of, like, the Scream franchise, is that these psychopaths are watched, like, Halloween, and they're like, ooh, I want to go kill people. Yay. But people dressing up as clowns and terrorizing people is really rude. Yeah, even though I think it's fake.
Oh, you think it's fake? So have you seen the links on people's Facebook to, like, clown in Fort Wayne shot in the face brutally?
Well, I guess that's real, but the videos that are on, like, Twitter and
actually
stuff,
I've heard that one isn't real. I've heard people made it up. It was made on some blog, I believe.
Oh.
Nope. And that's the problem, is that it's because it is happening and it's real in some of these places, you hear it in your town and you're like, well, that must be real.
Mm-hmm. There's some people on my Twitter, I have friends from, like, England and Canada, and they say that there's clowns. They've heard that there's clowns where they are.
Wait, so
it's not just in the U.S.,
so
I guess.
It's all over the world.
Yeah.
I believe this started this year in the U.S., that's where I first heard about it. And so now it seems to be spreading to places like England, things like that. Have your friends actually seen the clowns, or did they just hear that it was like that?
Oh, no, the one that was in Canada said that there was a sighting of a clown. Oh, no, that an email was sent to their school that it was a clown threatening to do something bad to the school.
So, like, a bomb threat or something like that.
And that they had to evacuate and cancel school, or there's a school lockdown or something. And I was like, wow, that's real, but...
Yeah, so...
It's probably just some sad kid that's like, I want to kill people.
Oh, yeah. And so... So that's a thing. Like, it's not just, oh, these clowns are going up and freaking people out. Oh, how crazy. Now it's like, schools are actually being shut down for a few days, and they're... like, really serious repercussions happening because of it.
It's like people are taking advantage of that. So many people are scared of these so-called clowns, but these so-called clown sightings that they're like, oh, well, if there's so many people acting psychotic and dressing as clowns and terrorizing people, why can't I pretend to be a clown and email my school and say I'm going to shoot it up as a clown?
Yeah, yeah. And there's something that seems, like, just rude about that, and, like, it's pretty malicious, and so they've taken this thing of, like, being a clown, which I know when I was a kid, I associated it with, like, birthday parties that parents would throw if they didn't know their kids very well, so, like, they're like, oh, I'll get you Krusty the Clown or something like that,
because
you kids love those fun colors on their suits. And then obviously, that's been happening for so many years, and so then I guess art imitates life, just like life imitates art. And so horror movie directors and screenwriters started using things like that, like innocent concepts, and making them scary because that's original content and
Yeah.
everyone loves that. Well.
Like, Annabelle, an innocent doll, even though that doll looks like it's been through some.
Some hard times.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, like.
Or Chucky, the innocent
Oh,
doll
yeah.
that's possessed by a serial killer. I don't know. I've never seen it.
That's actually, yeah, that's Chucky. And so they took an innocent concept and made it into a horror movie thing. And now it seems like people are taking these things that were made scary in horror movies and then making it into this real life
Yeah,
horrific thing.
replicating
And so, like, as a person who really enjoys horror movies, does that make you, like, upset that they're using this thing that you like and enjoy and using it to, like, bother people in real life?
yeah, because, I mean, horror movies have already had, like, a bad rep because no one, not a lot of people like to be scared, but people are gonna just start blaming horror movies for people acting psychotic. Like,
Yeah.
that was one of the premises of Scream, is that the killer in the first one, no spoilers, but he got all of his ideas from watching scary movies, and then, yeah, people are just gonna blame it on the movies and not the actual psychopaths that got their ideas from the movies.
Yeah, and so that's kind of one of the arguments is that these movies aren't making people crazy, it's or psychotic or whatever. It's actually people who already have issues. Especially social issues, like relating to people and not being jerks to people.
Yeah.
And then they're just taking ideas from horror movies or something like that, and kind of in turn, they end up like shedding the blame on the horror movies when
Yeah.
instead it's just like, you're just not a nice person and you don't know how to interact with other people.
Yeah, it's like when there was not, I mean, obviously school shootings are serious. I'm not saying they're not, but when there's like a few school shootings like that felt sort of in a row, people would blame it on like Call of Duty or action movies, but
Yeah,
really
or
it's just,
angry rock music or anything like
yeah,
that.
but it was just in reality a kid that wasn't okay, that had access to a gun and
Whatever
went,
else,
yeah.
yeah.
So that same thing can be taken from scary movies, that people are just gonna blame it all on scary movies when a kid that's not okay can just go and buy a clown costume and start terrorizing little kids on Halloween. And
Or little kids at a bus stop. Like, I heard
yeah,
this story,
that one was real. Yeah,
though the big story that I think a lot of people have seen and shared on their Facebook.
that's, I feel like that's where it really blossomed, because as soon as people saw that story, they're like, oh
This could happen to my kids. Like,
yeah. So
this.
people,
Yeah.
especially after the kids that would dress up as clowns saw that, they're like, oh, that's a good idea. Why don't I get a clown costume and start terrorizing people?
Yeah.
And people started making fake videos. They're like, wow, clown terrorizing, whatever the word is for that. And people, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. And I don't, my whole thing is, I just don't see what they're getting out of it, is
Yeah.
my whole thing. Because it's like, oh, you scared a bunch of kids at a bus stop and you're like, you have the cops called in on you and that's what you get out of it? Like, you're going to jail
Yeah.
now? I hope that was fun for you.
I know I keep alluding, is that the word,
Yeah.
to Scream, but in Scream, the killer, I don't want to spoil
This, by the way, not sponsored by the movie Scream.
it, that they said that they didn't have a motive to be attacking people, they just wanted to be killing people, which is,
They just do.
yeah, so, yeah, I feel
It's like
like
mindless
the,
violence.
yeah, when people are just going around terrorizing children and adults or whatever, they're not really thinking about how it's affecting them. They just like it. Like in Clockwork Orange,
Oh,
how he just likes violence for no
yeah.
reason. It's like that. You're just like,
Well,
well, I like terrorizing people in a
if
clown costume.
only we had that crazy video that makes him not like violence
Where
anymore.
he
And we
throws
could
up.
just, and yeah, and we could just find the clowns and make them all watch
You know,
that.
I've actually never seen that, but in my psych class, that was an example for some psych thing.
Well, that makes a lot of
Yeah.
sense. He's highly diagnosable, I feel like. But yeah, so I mean, my hope with this is that the clown thing will stop soon. It probably will last until Halloween because obviously Halloween would be
The prime
the
time.
prime time to do this.
Yeah, which is sad.
Yeah.
Because I love Halloween, I don't want to go out and be attacked by a clown.
Exactly. And so, and there are a lot of people that are like, oh, I was thinking about being a clown this Halloween, but I don't want to be like one of those jerks who, you know,
Yeah.
is hurting people and messing with people. So, I mean, it'll probably last for a while. I hope it fizzles out soon so that people can like just enjoy being spooked on their
Yeah.
own terms, you know?
Yeah, that's like the thing about horror movies is that you watch them because you want to watch them. It's like no one's gonna force you to watch a scary movie unless they're a
Unless it's your
psychopath.
friend and
Yeah, or
they are
unless they're
like,
like, come on, please just go with me, like, I just
you're
wanna
being
watch it. I wanna go
so
see
lame. It'd be so
Ouija.
fun. Yeah,
And
but
then you go
like,
and you have nightmares for 12 years. Which is yeah.
honestly, like, you should only be spooked by yourself or
Yeah.
because your friend's mean,
Yeah.
not because some stranger.
Stranger is mean.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so that was the Original Ideas podcast with my lovely guest, Gabe Schmuckel.